Shalom Mishpucha. Shalom family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has finally come down between Jew and Gentile. And that ancient spiritual DNA on Jewish believers in Jesus is commingling with the new covenant spiritual DNA on Gentile believers. And I love it where Jesus says in John 17:22, when the two become one, I pray that they might become one so the world will believe. But then John 17:23 says, and the same glory that is on Jesus will be on them. That's what we're up to. That's why the two must become one. And that's why I'm so excited about my guest, Brenda Kuhneman, because she had a dream from God on what God is up to with Jewish people and what God is up to with the church and the merging of the two together. It's an amazing revelation that you need to listen to because it's going to prepare you for the return of Jesus. Now, Brenda, on yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about the premise of your brand new book, The Supernatural You. This is literally a handbook to prepare people to not go to a major evangelist, but go to the power of God that dwells within them. And you are so convincing in your book, and there is such an anointing for someone to be convinced that that same power that raised Messiah Jesus from the dead dwells inside of them. But I have to find out a bit about you. Brenda, you were raised in a non-spirit-filled Christian home. They loved God, but your parents literally were against speaking in unknown supernatural languages. How did this change?
Well, we were kind of in a powerless Christianity. The Bible says, the power comes on you through the Holy Ghost.
Is that why you have such a passion today for Christians to walk in the full power that God has? Because you know what it's like to be powerless?
Yes, absolutely. And also because I learned to cultivate that in my own life. And as we were growing up, we had kind of just this secular view of Christianity, and we loved the Lord in concept. But interestingly enough, just to give you a picture on the supernatural, my father, everywhere we went, he was military, and we traveled around. And of course, in a lot of these remote base locations, there weren't churches everywhere to go to. We had kind of the base chapel. There was Catholic, Protestant, and that was it. And so there, every military assignment we had, Sid, I kid you not, there was always that one tongue-talking Christian that found my parents. And now that's an occurrence. And they always found them. And to the point where I even knew who the families were all the years growing up as a child. And I finally asked my mother one time, I said, Mother, what is the meaning of speaking in tongues? She said, well, that's just something some people believe in. We don't do that. But we were kind of in that point of Christianity by then that, people, if they don't have any power, they don't get to see the supernatural, they teeter back in the world. That's the reason I believe so much in the supernatural power in the church.
And by the way, that is my gravest concern of a whole flock of brand new Christians that are going to churches that hold back on the supernatural. They will eventually, when times get tough, fall back into the world.
That's right, because they don't see any power. That's why the world's in love with things like Harry Potter, because they see the cult world manifesting more power in the church. But, and so I remember as a teenager asking my parents about this, and I think we were at a point where we were going back into the world, and my father, I was a teenager at the time, none of the kids were, we weren't behaving right, and we weren't going for the Lord at all, and my father, I think in a moment of desperation, talked to the one spirit-filled guy at his work. They were always there, I cannot even tell you, and he ended up getting filled with the Holy Spirit. My mother comes home one day to her dismay, I think, and she said, I have to tell you, she pulled me aside in the kitchen if she had this big secret. She said, your dad speaks in tongues. And I was like, oh, and God came on me at that moment. I felt for the first time, Sid, the presence of a living God. Now, we had been professing Christians, but for the first
time. Do you know most Christians cannot even make that statement that you just made? I felt the presence of the living God.
Yes.
And that's normal.
It is. It is. And I knew I felt something. I mean, my stomach jumped up and down. I said, and right away I thought, I didn't say this to my mother, but I thought, I want that. I have to have that. Now, to show you why I'm so determined that every believer needs to learn how to manifest miracles out of their life, is, and I mean real miracles. I'm talking tumors falling off. I'm talking people that were hopeless drug addicts completely, completely free in a moment time. I'm talking the impossible miracles, things that doctors said absolutely could not be cured, things that turnarounds in, you know, finances. And the reason I think there's going to be so many miracles with healings and finances in this hour is because those are the two areas every believer at some point deals with. Everybody has health and money issues. And so that's why those areas of miracles are so important. But the reason I'm so determined that you can't always call into the TV preacher. If you get up in the middle of the night and your baby can't breathe, you got to learn how to manifest the power right then.
How about it's wintertime, it's cold, and there's a power failure?
That's right.
Or snow is 20 inches high and you can't get to a grocery store and you're out of food. I mean, things happen.
That's right. And you have got to have that well. That's why God gave it to us. We never have to leave that presence. And so the minute my mother told me that, I said, I have got to have that. I will have that. And I never went and waited, called anybody to pray for me. I mean, we had people told us, you know, get somebody to lay hands on you, pray. I said, no, I'm getting that. I'm getting that. I just knew I could. I went in the bathroom. I guess I figured nobody bothered me in there. Went in, shut the door, and I got immediately spoke in tongues. I said, Holy Spirit, I want that now. And spoke in tongues right there. Pretty matter of fact, I left the bathroom. From then on, I cannot tell you, Sid, I felt literally like something pumping on the inside of me. It was the presence of the Holy Spirit. I would feel jolts of electricity of the Holy Ghost going through me. I was still in high school at the time. I'd go to school, and I could feel the movement of God in my physical body.
Were you praying in unknown tongues much?
Yeah, that's when right after I got filled with the Spirit, I started praying in tongues, and it was so supernatural at that time. I can remember going to bed praying in the Spirit, and I'd wake up singing in tongues all night. I'd go to bed praying.
So what was going on with you? This is what it sounds like. You would pray in tongues, pray yourself to sleep, and then you'd be praying all night while you were sleeping in unknown tongues, and then you'd wake up praying out loud. That is wonderful.
And I was 15 years old at the time, and I thought, God, I want everybody to have this kind of power flowing out of them. And I got it just me and a Bible and the Holy Spirit.
Now, what happened with your entire family after this affected your father and then yourself?
You know, my mother she was just so happy everybody was not being rebellious. She decided to get on board. My sister got on board. In fact, she serves in the ministry with us today as one of our associates in the ministry. She got on board. She was 9 years old. She started praying in tongues. And I'm telling you, that was the moment of our supernatural. It was supernatural. Pretty much within 60 days, we were all speaking in tongues. And from then on, we have seen the most incredible miracles. At one time, my father nearly died, and the devil really tried to take his life. And this is why we need the supernatural. He would have died. I'm convinced of it. The doctor said we've never seen anybody with this live. He had renal failure from a complication with diverticulitis. He went into a coma. Several of his organs shut down. His liver shut down. His, you know, kidneys failed. He was on 100% oxygen. And I had a vision of Jesus walk into his hospital room and go over to his bed, turn around, put his back up to where my father was laying. Now, he's in a coma. This was another dream. I saw it, and it was taken up in a vision. Put his back up to my father, and as he turned his back to my father, I'm like, well, Lord, you're turning your back on my dad. what is that? And he had on a white robe. Two angels walked in a vision and took, he had two like little buttons or clips or something on his shoulder, and the angels undid them. And at that moment, his shirt fell down where he was just wearing the tunic around his waist, and his back was completely covered with scars, covered with scars. And at that moment, I saw in the spirit, by his stripes, your father is healed. And just days after that, he came off the oxygen. He was sitting up. He was talking all within about 30 days after the doctor said he's probably going to die. Now, this is why we need the supernatural. This is why every believer could be confronted with a thing like that. He, I believe without that anointing of the Spirit, he would have been dead today.
And you know what bothers me? So many healing evangelists on television are selling vitamins. Now, I personally believe in vitamins. I take vitamins. But shouldn't that time be spent on emphasizing the miracle power of God?
Yes.
Rather than spending the time selling vitamins.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you I'm dependent on that anointing that flows from within. But see, what I want believers to know is they need to learn how to cultivate that.
Wait, we're out of time, but we'll talk about that on tomorrow's broadcast. But Mishpocha, that's what Brenda Kuhneman's brand new book does for you. It will put such a hunger inside of you. It will absolutely convince you of what God's been trying to tell you for a long time, that the same power that rests inside of Brenda and many of my guests and myself rests inside of you. And when you finish reading this book, she gives you tips on things she's understood. In fact, it's literally a handbook to walk in the supernatural so that you don't have to run to a major evangelist to get healed. You just have to recognize that power is within you, and she will help you pull that power out of your own spirit. And we have a bonus of a special CD she did before, just for Messianic Vision, based on a prophetic dream she had called Twilight Sleep, in which she was shown how close we are to the return of the Messiah and what is going to happen with Israel and what is going to happen with the church. It's so exciting. And the second bonus is a CD titled Doorway to the Supernatural, which will allow you to speak and be motivated to speak in supernatural languages and get others to. All three available for a donation of $25. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.